like open doors, leading you down into my core. Will I become so
morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, March 6, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is, as always. Lots going on these days. I was listening to the commercials in the lead up to the broadcast, and it's interesting. Nature's Youth, RSF, you're going to get older. It's just, it's up to you how you feel when you get there. That makes sense to most people, I think. But if you're Aubrey de Grey, well, you don't necessarily agree with that, do you? What do I mean? Well, according to Aubrey de Grey, aging is a disease, right? And it's interesting. We keep moving down this path, and at what point will it stop? If you're not familiar with Aubrey de Grey, he's done a number of TED Talks. Basically, he's the poster child for the science of ending aging, as he calls it. Live a thousand years, this kind of nonsense. And this is what happens when you... live a life without God. In simple terms, you think that aging is a disease, as he puts it. He apparently doesn't realize that aging and death is a product of the curse of a sinful, fallen world. Or perhaps he does know that, because I believe that there is a coterie of folks who have some idea of this. You start to see the higher levels of the satanic folks who are kind of the thought leaders of the day. Operating on what I have speculated is kind of an anti-biblical narrative, and that can't be entirely coincidence. That's just beyond the realm of possibility, that on all of the points that the Bible mentions, like this issue of, you know, it is appointed unto men once to die, and then the judgment, the Bible says. These kinds of things just can't be purely coincidental. You know, Hebrews 9, 27, 28, that kind of stuff. Makes you wonder. And it gives rise to a number of questions and devalues life and so forth when people operate from that perspective, the anti-biblical narrative. It's struggling, and that's really not surprising, but very unfortunate. Speaking of, that would be great. Maybe we'll give people an excerpt of what I'm talking about. Very very disturbing. That's kind of off topic for the day. Maybe we'll come back to that in a minute. Let's just do that. I'll give you a little excerpt of Aubrey de Grey. I always think of Dorian Gray when I think of Aubrey de Grey. I don't think that's an accident either. You know, where is the picture of Aubrey de Grey? Anyway, this is Aubrey de Grey. Aging is a disease, according to him. Go ahead, please.
I think the really fundamental thing that is missing from people's understanding of the nature of aging is that people think it's not really like the other ways in which we get sick. Aging is very unlike an infection. It's not something that we can cure, like a disease, you know, tuberculosis or whatever. But what people get wrong is with the relation to the diseases of old age, like Alzheimer's or atherosclerosis or osteoporosis and such like. People think of them as if they really are a bit like infections that can be cured. And the result is that society pours huge amounts of money into the development and dissemination of treatments that have the goal of stopping people from getting these things. But that makes no sense, because those things are actually parts of aging. They are, phenomenologically, they are indistinguishable from the things that most people would put under the category of aging itself. Things like loss of muscle or decline in function of the immune system. All of these things are, at the end of the day, side effects of having been alive a long time. And that means that they cannot be cured and eliminated from the body the way that an infection can. However, on the bright side, what it does mean is that all of these things, if we tackle them correctly, if we tackle them in an intelligent way, can be amenable to medical intervention. They can be eliminated by medical intervention. The work that we do is, in a way, kind of intermediate between prevention and cure. So the essence of geriatric medicine is to treat the diseases of old age as if they were infections, to attack them directly and try to eliminate them from the body and thereby stop people from suffering from them. And that has been completely unsuccessful because it intervenes too late in the chain of events. The things that causes, the drivers of the diseases of old age, the damage that accumulates throughout life in the body as a side effect of being alive, that damage continues to accumulate for as long as people are alive. And therefore, anything that tries to address the consequences of that damage is inevitably going to become progressively less effective as time goes on. However, at the other end of the spectrum, the most preventative theoretical approach to doing anything about aging would be to somehow clean up our metabolism so that our bodies did not create so much damage in the first place, and thereby to obviously postpone the age at which the damage reaches a threshold, a level that is pathogenic. And that too has been utterly unsuccessful because, apart from anything else, metabolism is just so complicated that we can't figure out what to do. Plus also, even if we could figure out what to do, it wouldn't be very useful if we only started to do it starting in middle age, for example, because most of the damage that would be needed in order to cause ill health would already have been accumulated. So our approach, which is essentially damage repair, is kind of halfway between the two. On the one hand, it is preventative in the sense that it's designed to be applied to people who are not yet sick. But on the other hand, it's also curative in the sense that it restores the body's composition and structure at the molecular level and the cellular level, to something like how it was at an earlier age. People have a strange kind of selective memory when it comes to the question of whether aging is a disease or whether it's a medical problem. The fact is that since the dawn of civilization, we have regarded aging as a problem, and since the dawn of science, we have regarded aging as a medical problem. It's just that as progress has failed to materialize, as we've gone on with aging resisting our efforts to do anything about it, the result is that more and more of us have made our peace with aging, so to speak, have come to the kind of view that aging is some kind of blessing in disguise, some kind of thing that we really shouldn't be trying to mess with, and maybe it wouldn't be successful even if we did try. And the result of that is people start to believe completely idiotic things like, you know, aging is not a problem or aging is not a disease. The fact is, aging is a medical problem. It's a very, very bad, it's the number one medical problem. And we've got to wise up and remember that.
Interesting stuff. It's also interesting to note that the Bible is bookended by the Tree of Life when Adam and Eve were escorted from the garden. Book of Genesis. By the angel with the fire sword. Verse 1 and 2 about, now the man and his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all the living. The Lord God made garments of skin and his wife and clothed them. Then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us, good and evil, and now he might stretch out his hand and take out from the tree of life and eat it, and eat and live forever. Interesting. And he started east to them, and to guard the way to the tree of life. Interesting. And then, back in the book of Revelation 22, excuse me, again, just bookends. So, first book of the Bible, first story, you might say, so to speak, and then last book and last chapter of the Bible, Revelation 22, Twelve through 14, Jesus speaking, behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And then this verse, which is not red letters. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to and may enter by the gates into the city. So that they may have the right to the tree of life. And it's interesting. God says, behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil, and he might stretch out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. Then, of course, you fast some chapters later, Genesis 11, that peculiar passage, Genesis 11, now that the whole earth used the same language and the same words, it came about as they journeyed east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And what's interesting, you know, people conjecture about the Masonic history, when did it start, etc., etc. But Genesis 11 seems to give us a clear indication of precisely when this tradition began. Verse 3, they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they used brick for stone, and they used tar for mortar. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Well, you know, that's not a big deal, particularly all by itself. But then verse 4, they said, "Come, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven, and let us make for ourselves a name. Otherwise, we'll be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." And so who does that? Who has a name, a fraternal name, if you will, that has endured throughout the ages? Who likes to build the most grandiose and spectacular things? Who's known for that? So there you go. Then verse 5, continuing, "The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. The Lord said, 'Behold, they are one people. They all have the same language. And this is what they began to do. And now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech.' So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because the Lord confused the language of the whole earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the whole earth." So we've had that. And what has been happening over the course of the last, well, particularly since the advent of modern technology, if you will, throughout the course of the 20th century into the 21st, what do you see? You see translative efforts, particularly at these large international meetings, like at the UN, these other conferences. There is a concerted effort to translate. So what? So everyone is speaking the same language, circumventing what God did in Genesis 11. Why? Well, behold, they are one people, and they all have the same language. And this is what they began to do. And now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them. And that seems to be the order of the day. You look at these people that are at the forefront of you know, leading the charge of these efforts to translate, to be able to talk to each other in essentially the same language. And it certainly reminds one of those words in Genesis 11, I would say. But further, you know, listening to Aubrey de Grey, I would have to say also reminds me of Revelation chapter 9. Which is frightening, I must say. And the idea that as we are, you know, trying to pretend that we can live forever, like the Bible says, "And in those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will long to die, and death flees from them." That's kind of a scary proposition. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfeld tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Getting slightly more back on track, you know, the Trump administration is all the talk these days. There's some very interesting stuff that you can find on the Republic Broadcasting website, number of stories. Let's start with the shadow government timeline, republished from the conservative treehouse. Interesting. You know, and they have the graphic, obviously, over the conservative treehouse, that graphic of Andrew Breitbart and the phrase, "I want you to be Andrew Breitbart," in the middle of the page. I think it's interesting in the Trump administration era that, you know, we see Steve Bannon, we hear Breitbart vilified, but we never hear Andrew Breitbart mentioned. Isn't that interesting? Why is that? It's you know, Breitbart is vilified as an organization. And Steve Bannon, along with it, obviously. Milo Yiannopoulos. Everyone there. But what's interesting is it's the organization, the namesake of Andrew Breitbart. And yet you never hear him mentioned. Late last week and throughout the weekend, obviously, there was a great deal of talk, including Donald Trump's accusations directly of the Obama administration wiretapping Trump Towers. And we know there are at least some 110 plus examples, instances of the Clinton crime syndicate, if you will, being at the center of suspicious deaths, deaths under questionable circumstances. Is that beyond the realm of a possibility for an Obama administration? It's interesting, you know, where do we start to get detached from reality? You know, an organization, the White House, these days has its own private army, essentially, in the form of coordinated efforts between JSOC and the CIA and some other functionaries doing things like conducting drone strike campaigns, secret raids, these kinds of things. Many of those efforts come directly from the White House. Not during a state of war. And do Americans think this is weird? But where we, I think, get detached from reality is thinking, you know, someone like a Barack Obama, for example, we'll just use him as an example for the moment, certainly not reserved to him, but someone that would assassinate people, Anwar al-Awlaki and his 16-year-old son in particular. I mean, people will argue, well, Awlaki was responsible for starting, you know, certain al-Qaeda-related affiliates, which I don't think is necessarily legitimate, but did he ever do anything? No. And so the point is, it's interesting to see how people get detached from reality, thinking that an administration that will assassinate people halfway.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, and again, just interesting how detached from reality we become when the Obama administration did, in fact, assassinate Americans for politically motivated reasons, which is redundant, obviously, but we become detached from reality. Reality, thinking that, you know, that's possible when someone thinks it's politically expedient, yet we think it not possible for some reason that others might not, or we think it possible others, or impossible, I should say, that others would be targeted. You understand what I'm saying? The notion that as long as we all agree, these people are good, these people are bad, you know, it's really absurd, frankly. Anyway, I think it's interesting that we seem to forget about these possibilities. Maybe I'm belaboring the point, but I think it's valid to be a little more objective in our thinking. It's interesting, the frenetic news cycle that is taking place these days, to the Washington Post. And others, a bit frenetic. Washington Post story earlier today, at the center of the turmoil is an impatient president, increasingly frustrated by his administration's inability to erase the impression that his campaign was engaged with Russia to stem leaks about both national security matters and internal discord, and to implement any signature achievements. This account of the administration's tumultuous recent days is based on interviews with 17 top White House officials, members of Congress, and friends of the president, many of whom requested anonymity to speak candidly. That's an article Washington Post actually published yesterday. But interesting, the convulsions we're experiencing, and as I keep saying, to me it all folds back into a sort of glasnost meets Civil War redo meets Bolshevik Revolution narrative, and we seem to be headed that direction, unfortunately. We need to be very watchful. Eternal vigilance is the order of the day. As Andrew Jackson put it, but what I wanted to get to is the Breitbart issue. It's interesting, you know, Andrew Breitbart is the elephant in the room, if you will. Maybe the gorilla in the room, because do you remember his remarks? The CPAC was just held. It was interesting. I didn't really touch on that at all, but it was interesting. Do you remember just a few short years ago, 5 years ago, Andrew Breitbart's remarks at the 2012 CPAC? We've played those before, but very provocative. And I want to give you those again, especially in light of the recent controversy. Donald Trump's Twitter feed really kind of speaks to the controversy. Looking back at his Twitter feed today, well, actually yesterday, thank you for the great rallies all across the country, tremendous support, make America great again. Interesting. But then also yesterday, a couple of other tweets. Who was it that secretly said to Russian president, tell Vladimir that after the election I'll have more flexibility? And then he cites Fox and Friends for mentioning that soundbite that was captured when Obama didn't realize that he was still hot mic'd. And then yesterday also, President Trump tweeted, is it true the DNC would not allow the FBI access to check server or other equipment after learning it was hacked? Can that be possible? And then going back to Saturday, how long has President Obama gone? How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon Watergate, bad or sick guy. and kind of challenging the establishment narrative over the course of Saturday in particular, with a few other tweets to that effect. It's interesting to see this unfolding, because obviously the mainstream media has tremendous influence. Acting as judge, jury, and executioner, we've talked about that. You know, that folds into the Bernaysian Bertrand Russell narrative on the scientific dictatorship that we find ourselves in here in America. But it's interesting to see the establishment narrative challenged in this kind of way. Anyway, I want to give you Donald Trump's, or excuse me, Andrew Breitbart's remarks at the CPAC in light of this controversy in the Obama administration, maybe being involved in political hit jobs, political assassination, not necessarily of killing a person, but trying to be part of the political assassination of campaigns and careers and things like that. So let's listen to Andrew Breitbart back in 2012, his remarks at the CPAC. Go ahead.
I'm looking for you, you Occupy freaks, with your glitter bombs. Bring it on! Bring on the glitter. Everything has changed. Everything has changed in the last few years. Conservatives used to take it, and we're not taking it anymore. Just today, as I was planning one of my stupid, silly, funny tricks, I didn't have to, because I got word when I was doing a radio show today that 200 of us went out to the Occupy people to stand toe-to-toe with them to say, we are here and we're proud to be conservative and we're not going to take your... I didn't say it. I'm on TV right now. I'm a respectful conservative and my mom is watching. It's over. It's over. Right now, my Twitter feed is already calling me a big fat homosexual. Hello, children at home. No, your dad's not gay. That's how the left rolls. Everybody asks me, why do you retweet? Hey, why do you do that? I can't tell you how many people I admire. And in fact, there's almost no one in the world who I respect more than Hugh Hewitt. And he took me aside the other day and he said, I don't think you should be doing that, Andrew. I don't think you should be doing that. Well, Professor Hewitt, on this issue, I disagree. Because they've held over our heads with contempt the false narrative of their innate tolerance. The least tolerant people you will ever meet in your entire lives. I know it. I live it every single day. And I retweet it to remind them that I know exactly who they are. This next race, over the next year, everybody asked me, by the way, to come here to speak about tolerance and unity. I'll get to that a little bit later. Because this is my war cry for 2012. You need to join me in this war against the institutional left. This is not your mother's Democratic Party. Duh. Duh, John Podesta, George Soros. This is not your mother's Democratic Party either. You know whose party it is? Well, just this Sunday, thanks to Tucker Carlson, thank you, Tucker, I had the chance of a lifetime to spend an enchanting evening with Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. A Super Bowl party from hell. People said on Twitter, conservatives, you're palling around with terrorists. I'm like, well, if I'm palling around with terrorists, I'm not the best house guest because I'm still going to destroy everything that they stand for, even though Bill Ayers is the best damned cook I've ever experienced in my entire life. You have no idea how good his succulent ribs were. The butternut squash, the carrot with a hint of ginger soup was extraordinary. The whitefish, the selections of wine at this dinner. I had dinner with the 1%, my friends, Bill and Bernadine Dorn. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You were charming. I mean that. You were. But then again, so was Ted Bundy. So it doesn't really mean that much in the whole scheme of things. And I have a thesis about who we're fighting against. This is the hard left. This is, I thought, when I graduated from college in 1991, I thought that that ponytail that I left in my humanities class, that silver ponytail, was just going to retire in the shady acres of academia and go on. I had no idea that these people were absolutely serious about the malarkey that they were teaching me, the post-structuralist, politically correct garbage. Unfortunately, in the year 2004, the radical left basically did a coup d'etat of the Democratic Party and basically kicked a person that 4 years before was called the standard bearer of decency in the Democratic Party, and that was Joe Lieberman. That was over. That was the end of the Democratic Party, and after the 2010 election cycle, DLC went under. It's over. There's no such thing as a moderate Democrat. And so what do we get now in Barack Obama? Well, I've got videos, by the way. This election, we're going to vet him. I've got videos. This election, we're going to vet him from his college days to show you why racial division and class warfare are central to what Hope and Change was sold in 2008. The videos are going to come out. The narrative is going to come out that Barack Obama met a bunch of silver ponytails back in the 1980s, like Bill and Bernadine Dorn, who, equally radical, said one day we're going to have the presidency, and the rest of us slept while they plotted and they plotted and they plotted, and they oversaw hundreds of millions of dollars in the Annenberg Challenge, and they had real money from real capitalists who gave it on to their children and their children's children, and then they become communists. We got to work on that. We got to work on that. That's a parenthesis. Barack Obama is a radical. We should not be afraid to say that. Okay? And Barack Obama was launched from Bill and Bernadine's salon. I've been there. It became a self-evident truth to me that there's zero chance that this incredible chef did not cook many a meal for Barack Obama. Don't tell me ABC, CBS, and NBC I don't have the that I can't posit that theory, because it's a self-evident truth. Just like it was a self-evident truth that he was with Jeremiah Wright, and just as it's a self-evident truth that when he was at Harvard, he was advocating for the worst of the worst to join the faculty. Radicals. Radicals at Beirut on the Charles. And that is who's in the White House, and that's who's outside right now telling you you don't have a right to be here, and who would squelch your free speech just as easily they do at Harvard, Vassar, Yale, Wesleyan. They're a bunch of totalitarian freaks. and they pal around with our friends in the mainstream media. I always thought that the people in the media lean to the left. I always thought that my neighbors in the media lean to the left. But when they act like a provost at a politically correct university and tell people to shut up, I don't think that they're no longer can they be called objective journalists. They're playing for the other side. They've been part of demonizing good and decent people. They tried to defeat the Tea Party, and when they failed, just like their desire to create a Rush Limbaugh and it failed at Air America, they want what they can't have, and they try to recreate it. They wanted their Tea Party.
Andrew Breitbart, back in February of 2012. What happened shortly thereafter? We'll talk more about that when we come back.
Closer, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast this Monday, March 6th, 2017. Taking a moment to reflect and remembering Andrew Breitbart real quick and the stir that he caused. It's not surprising, obviously, that he had to take a dirt nap because he was quite a fly in the ointment, I would say. Provided a great deal of consternation and interference to the subsequently acrimonious deep state, as it were. So we're playing Andrew Breitbart's remarks from the 2012 CPAC back in February of 2012. And what happened after that? Well, we will talk more about that, but first let's conclude Andrew Breitbart's remarks, if we may. It doesn't seem like it's that long. I think there's only a couple. Yeah.
What is the Occupy movement, you ask? It's a natural, organic group of people. You've never seen these people before in your life. Wait a sec. These exact people protested against you at the GOP Welcoming Committee in 2008, and two of them were arrested for planting Molotov trying to use Molotov cocktails against the police. The radicals against the police, the radicals against you, exactly like Occupy, the same exact people. These are the same exact people that organized Camp Casey at Crawford. That was Occupy Crawford. These are the same exact people that went down the highway at the exact time at the end of the summer when Katrina happened. That was Occupy New Orleans. It's the same radicals. They've been in your life since Senator Obama became part of your vocabulary. They are at war with you. And they attack you and they throw eggs at you. And guess what? The media looks the other way. You're domestic terrorists, you know. Janet Napolitano warned me about that. Yet when this group emerged, what happened? They exhibited traits that I'll probably get worst person of the year on a certain show. I don't even think that certain show exists anymore, so that's a dated joke. These people, they drive me a tad mad. Bernadine Dorn, as we ended our dinner, said something very important because she kept talking about the anti-war movement. Another parenthesis. She also said she listens to ESPN's Mike and Mike. End parenthesis. Take that what you will. And this is my thesis that the anti-war movement was never about anti-war. It was a Saul Alinsky community organizing tool to get Barack Obama and the left elected.
There you go. That's one of the punchlines from Andrew Breitbart's 2012 CPAC remarks. We'll be right back with the second hour coming up after this short break. Stick around.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.